Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of breaking news going down in the NFL this hour. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We'll get to our lightning bets coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll see if we can make some contest plays together. We'll do two-minute drill and also find out where the room is at for all the big events going on this weekend. In the NFL, Travis Hunter. Big news with Hunter. He goes on injured reserve. They were ticking up his usage on offense, and now he goes on IR. They are a short favorite against the Raiders. We'll get to that game coming up in a couple minutes, I do believe, during the two-minute drill. Also breaking just a matter of moments ago. Wondering about Mike McDaniel getting fired? Nope. The GM is gone. They're calling it a mutual parting of ways. It is days before the trade deadline, and the Dolphins, who should be unloading a lot of players, now have an interim GM stepping in the middle of the season to take care of that because they decide to whack the GM. I mean, there's no way around it. You can call it mutual parting, whatever. Everybody knows what happened there. Dolphins fired their GM this morning after last night's loss.
I was hoping that your breaking news would involve a deal between YouTube TV and... No, not the case. No. Just bad GM fired. Good.
A different deal would have been cool. I thought you were going to go down that road. No. That one's over too. I mean, the Dolphins make a move there. So does nothing. It's going to be nothing moving forward. It just, you're going to bring in a new GM and they're going to want their coach. So McDaniel's going to go. You would think at the end of the year, with the way the season's going, once you get the final record, it's probably going to be McDaniel smoked, right? Gone. But I mean, can it get worse? I don't know. You see, too, in the postgame, he's talking about how loud the crowd was. The Baltimore crowd in Miami. When you're starting to spin it and put it on the fans, you don't have much longer. It's almost there. It's going to end soon. And they kept zooming in on those stupid-ass fans, the way they were dressed up for that game. They were all jacked after that Falcons win. And then they get smacked down to earth, back to reality. That was pretty funny.
He's made some really bad decisions and given out some really big contracts that have not delivered. So You don't get to do that for multiple years and get away with it. I mean, the Tua deal was probably the nail in the coffin, but it's not the only big deal he's given out. I mean, aren't they still paying Bradley Chubb insane money?
Oh, and wow.
They gave out a huge deal to Jalen Ramsey. It was like, what?
Yikes.
So, he's gone. You know, you swipe the credit card like that, you better win. And they have no playoff runs to speak for some of the expenditures that they've had.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips is getting a ton. Is that a guy that ends up getting dealt? Possibly. But yeah, it's it begins with the Tua stuff, the Tua contract. And a lot of people were saying at the time, I don't know about that one. I don't know that he's going to keep doing that, but they felt after a great year offensively that they needed to, and okay. And now they're going to be suffering for quite some time involving that situation. All right, let's bring in our EP, Paul Aspen, with a two-minute drill.
Hey, guys.
I forgot. Do we have an open? I remember.
We used to.
Sticking underneath. I don't remember.
Now it's time to go Noah Hiddle. There we go. Thanks, Russ. No Hiddle. No huddle. All right. So right on cue. It's like every time I turn on my mic.
I love it. Is it not? So throughout the 3 hours during the show, it is few and far between as far as the sirens or the noise outside, but only when you crack the mic?
I mean, it's 1,000% hit rate when I crack the mic. I'd say like once an hour, maybe, but
man, that's strong.
Yeah,
that's right on you.
It sounds
very loud on the show, which means it's three times as loud where you are. Like it's got to be much louder than it is coming across.
Yeah, it's loud. It's not quiet. So I guess that's good. It's the whole point. All right, so 2 minute drill. A couple games we'll run through. I'm actually going to group these together. Feel free to pick and choose as you want, but it's all the Survivor games we talked about. If you got any particular angle or like if you want to tier them Survivor that we talked about the last couple of days, but Panthers, Packers, Chargers, Titans, Saints, Rams. Joe, anything on any of these?
Okay, let me go to the shortest point spread of those. Chargers. The Titans, they don't have Ridley. They don't have Simmons. Among other guys, but those are probably the most talented players that they have. And then you have the Chargers, who on the road under Harbaugh have been very strong. If you look at the numbers with and without Joe Alt, it's astounding how much worse they get when he's not on the field. Amazing. It's very similar to the conversation we have with San Francisco when they don't have their left tackle. But when Alt is out there, man, they're killing it. 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 8 yards per attempt, 4-0. They're 0-4 when he's not on the field, and they're not scoring points. It's amazing the difference that he makes. I don't have a problem laying it. And now we're inside of double digits. Early in the week, it was sitting at 10. Of the 3 big point spreads, this is the one I would get involved with, and I would get involved with the favorite on the road at this dead-ass team in Tennessee.
I get it. I understand. I'd probably just lay it with Green Bay, though, against Carolina. Carolina is such fool's gold. And the wins that they have, you're like, oh, okay. I guess. But
at
they're
home.
Just not.
Yeah.
They're not beating anybody good. I mean, who have they beaten? Atlanta, Miami, Dallas, and the Jets. And then when they play a real team, 40-9. 42-13, 26-10. They're going to get cracked by the Pack.
I think this is more of a Green Bay question than a Panthers question. Like, will they crack them? Like, will they just step on their throat? So, yeah, we will see. Yeah. All right. This one we really haven't talked about much this week. We've kind of talked about Jackson Dart a little bit, but Niners, Giants. Niners a short favorite. What are we doing here, Sam?
Probably nothing. I'm just holding out hope that San Francisco can just keep squeaking wins out because I need them to win 11. I've got them over 10.5. You know, if you're looking at some running back props, though, maybe this could be a good spot for Tracy, who's going, by all accounts, to be the lead back with Scadaboo hurt. Maybe you look at some Tracy props, try and keep San Francisco off the field on that side of the ball. I hope the Niners win, but Joe, I'm not going to get to the window on this game. No chance.
That's right. It's a good call, Paul. We have not talked about this game at all. So many more intriguing matchups. And then I realized that the Giants are my favorite underdog of the week. I don't like a lot of underdogs, but the Giants won. Nobody's going to want to take it. You got neighbors out. You got Scadaboo out for the year. They got run over. It was demoralizing what happened last week by that Eagles offense. The backup running back also had 100 yards. It was ridiculous what happened. But at home, the Giants defense is playing well against good offenses. KC, they lost, but they gave up 22. Chargers, 18. Eagles, only 17 points allowed. And I'm just in full-on fade this 49ers defense mode. And now I'm getting points. You've got San Francisco enlisted as a favorite in this spot. I don't think Purdy's going. We'll get a better idea later today. He was limited. Pearsall's probably going to miss again. He was not practicing. But again, the Texans had 475 yards against San Francisco's defense. 475. They were out there for 75 plays, and the Texans had the ball for 42 minutes. 42 out of 60. And now you're going on the road to play a Giants team that's probably pretty plays well at home, and I think that defense, I'm not going to say they're going to be great, but it's not going to be like last week with the Eagles. Heavy CMC for sure in this matchup, but something tells me the Giants are going to win. So I like
Tracy,
the Giants.
Tracy on yards, 52.5, and I expect that to be bigger by Sunday. I think they're going to bet him through the weekend.
That's a good look.
Jackson Dart, offensive rookie, could use a win in this game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Jags, Raiders. Sam, why don't you take us through this one? I know you were on the Raiders, and we're about 10 weeks overdue. Well, maybe 9 since they won in week 1, but he still was throwing picks in the red zone. We're about 10 weeks overdue for good Geno Smith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're years overdue for good Geno Smith, if you want to spin it that way. Bowers is going to play. That's what I'm being told. A lot of the guys around Vegas expect him to go. He's been a full go at practice. That's a good sign. And I'm sorry, Paul. I know deep down you're a Jags guy. Jags minus 3 on the road.
It's down to 2.5 now because of Hunter.
I know. There's still some 3 out there, but it's disappearing very, very quickly. The Raiders are going to win.
Nothing. I got nothing on this game. I want nothing to do with it. I will be on the sideline. Very curious. I mean, they've probably known for a while that Hunter's not going to be playing, but they had him down as limited yesterday. And now he's on IR. So there's a lot of confusing things here going on. I'm sure Cohen might have some stuff dialed up. I don't know. Both teams off the bye. I'm not doing it. I'm probably not even going to watch it.
All right. Little teaser for Lightning Bets. I'm throwing out and getting some texts back about the rugby match I'll be attending this weekend at Soldier Field. So I might have a play.
What?
Playing or watching?
Tomorrow.
Please.
No, it was just a semester in college, man. One of the funniest things I ever saw was this kid, Danny, who was like 165 pounds, get dripping wet. We were doing tackle drills, and he got crunched by the two biggest guys on the team. He went flying back like 10 yards. It was wild. But no, I will not be playing.
Who's playing? Do you know?
New Zealand and Ireland.
Did you get the tickets or somebody else?
somebody else who played rugby in college, buddy of mine. Oh, so I sent him a text. I was like, what's the bet?
I did the public address for one of those games at Soldier Field.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hell do you say? Yep.
I
touchdown.
Basically just had to say the conversion is good. The try is good, right? Is it conversion and try?
It's try. Right? It's where touchdown comes from, Joe. Touchdown. Oh, try. Touch the ball down on the ground.
Oh, no idea.
So the try comes first and then it's the conversion?
Oh, Jake's got thoughts.
Think so. Yeah, conversion. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yes, Jake. You played the sport. Didn't you play the sport?
No, yeah, first semester. Time. Yeah.
Okay.
More of a practice player, probably for my own benefit. You got to pass the ball backwards. All right, where's the room, Gerch?
Where's the room?
All right, Paul, where are we starting? Right.
Let's run through some totals since overs were hot last week. I'll just run through these if anything stands out. Colts Steelers, most bet totals at BetMGM. Number 5, Colts Steelers over 50.5. Number 4, Cardinals Cowboys over 53.5. Number 3, Vikings Lions over 48.5. Number 2, Broncos Texans over 40. And the number 1 most bet total, a.k.a. over, this week at BetMGM, Bears at Bengals over 51.
5 overs.
Yeah.
Flacco's not playing, something new. I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do college and then we can get to the pros. Where the room is at, 5 most bet sides for college football at BetMGM. Just a reminder that these on the season, these sides are 14, 34, and 2 for minus 23.4 units. We have fifth most best side at BetMGM.
So put Miami in the room, please. I need Miami in this room somewhere.
Cincinnati plus 10 against the Utes is fifth most best side at BetMGM.
That number keeps going up. Okay, I like that.
Yep. Yeah. Keeps going. Number 4, the Rice Owls plus 14 against the Memphis team that had a miracle win against South Florida last week or came back tonight. From multiple scores down.
Yeah,
that tonight. Makes sense. Well, this is – all right, these next couple are interesting. Kind of alludes to what Patrick Everson was saying. Number 3 most bet side, Texas, minus 2.5.
Yep.
Yeah, I still like Texas. We'll see. Okay. I don't love this, though.
Yeah.
Don't love that. Don't love hearing that. That's sure.
Number 2 most bet side, another side we've talked about this week, Tennessee, minus 2.5. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number it's not one, like Georgia, with their Georgia stats this year, the with their the numbers this year, it's not like we go, oh, well, they win some too. No, they don't win some in college. That's the problem. It's number one.
Yeah. Number 1, Ohio State minus 19.5.
Oh, of course.
Jeff Schwartz, Super Bowl, Penn State. That's what he said.
Good luck, Jeff.
I buy it. Like you're trying to put something on tape to transfer somewhere else next year?
Jim Knowles? I get it. His Super Bowl for damn sure. You better have something dialed up. All right, we'll get to
let you bet.
NFL room next. Bet sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.